At the Queensbury Hotel, business owners and representatives gathered for the Economic Development Corporation of Warren County's 2014 Economic Outlook Breakfast. Hugh Johnson, an Albany economist who has served on New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's Management Review Commission and was appointed to the Investment Advisory Committee to the New York State Common Retirement Fund, walked the audience through a complex slideshow of facts and figures relating the current economy with past cycles and predictions for the future. Through his data, Johnson said the Glens Falls region has one of the strongest economic outlooks in New York.
And it looks to me as though this area, this metropolitan statistical general area, Glens Falls, and you'd have to include a little bit of Upper Saratoga and some of the other counties in this area, looks like prospects for both labor force growth, which is unusual, as well as employment growth for 2014-2015, very promising.
Johnson said that regional industrial development is beginning to gather momentum and is pushing the Saratoga and Glens Falls area ahead of the pack.
For example, I take a look at some places like Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Binghamton. They're not nearly as promising. So clearly what's going on, the activity that's going on, in Saratoga, Luther Forest, Global Foundries, but all the other sort of ancillary businesses that are being built or started in this area is starting to have a spillover effect or effect on Glens Falls.
EDC Warren County Board Chair Chuck Barton said he also anticipates a spillover effect from Global Foundries to benefit the Glens Falls area, but Barton also said that cohesion among the private and public sectors is a benefit to the local economy.
There's a good infrastructure happening in our area. There is a cohesion that happens here on the private investment between our public elected officials to work on cultivating an atmosphere where businesses can grow and be successful. So it's all coming together for this region. And as Hugh Johnson said, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, but the momentum is building.
Barton mentioned the relocation of the Hacker Boat Company production facility from Ticonderoga to the Queensbury Business Park as an example of groundwork laid long ago, now coming to fruition.
So we're encouraged. We have a lot of work in front of us. We have a lot of prospects in front of us, and we're going to keep plugging away, and hopefully 5 years from now we'll look back and be pleased on the growth of the region.
However, Johnson did warn employers about the problem of discouraged workers, with many middle-class jobs disappearing due to advances in technology. And while unemployment numbers may be dropping, Johnson attributed it largely to workers aged 20 to 30 leaving the workforce.
That's really a problem, and it's not going to be easy, but the one secret that we've learned in history is you've got to become re-educated and mobile. We know that there's not a lot of mobility in the U.S., but you have to become re-educated because the way the world is set up now is we've moved to a very knowledge-driven economy. It's not a labor-driven economy. And all those middle-class jobs are gone, and they're gone for good. It's not because they've been outsourced to China or Mexico. That's the point I'm making. It's because technology is, as we can do more with fewer.
Next September, GE is expected to close its Fort Edward capacitor manufacturing facility and move operations to a new plant in Clearwater, Florida. Johnson, however, also predicted that the area's community colleges, including SUNY Adirondack and Hudson Valley Community College, will play a larger role in re-educating and retraining workers. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.